Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And here we go, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And, you know, we're getting ready for baseball playoffs. Baseball trade deadline is right around the corner. But, of course, in the South, college football is king. And when there is a seismic shake in the world of college football, we're here to bring it to you because we care about it just as much as you do. Kip, it looks like Colorado is heading back to the Big 12.
They never should have left to begin with, to be honest with you. But, hey, they're back. They're going back, and that's more of a natural fit for them.
At the end of the day, they left in the first place because they got tired of sitting second seat to Texas and Oklahoma. And so the Big 12, of course, was being held hostage, basically, by Texas. And they told Colorado, well, you know, Texas is kind of a bigger deal than you. So Colorado said, okay, middle finger to you, and we'll go to the Pac-12 where maybe we'll get appreciated. And were they really ever appreciated over there?
They really haven't been that good in football over the past decade or more. Now, Colorado in the late 80s, early 90s, they were a pretty good football program. Part of the Big Eight conference then, with Oklahoma and Nebraska, and that was the big deal. Texas was still in the Southwest Conference back in those days.
Colorado, in my opinion, at least in my memory, hasn't really been relevant since Cordell Stewart was there.
I mean, that's pretty much. I mean, they won a national championship in 1990. They shared one with Georgia Tech, so. You know, Colorado has had their ups in football, but they've been down a lot lately. But, hey, they can come back.
This is a good move by the Big 12, by the way, because we've talked about it on this show. The Big Ten and the SEC has got the world of college football on notice of all the teams that are jumping ship and coming over, especially the big-name schools. And so the rest of the conferences are trying to find a way to stay relevant. And this is really a ploy. It's not really so much, at least for the Big 12, it's not so much about Colorado as it is Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, and the big piece of everything, at least for right now, Oregon. They're trying to bait those schools by using Colorado as the first team to step ship, hoping they'll follow.
Well, Colorado has left. That's been, you know, that's official. And I think that is the death knell to the Pac-12 conference. That's going to start the dominoes falling.
One or two scenarios. If it's only Colorado, the Pac-12, I think, can absorb it and survive. But if they have a mass exodus where Arizona and Arizona State, a couple more schools, it's only going to take two more. And that'll be the end of that, to your point, Kip.
USC and UCLA's already gone, so basically it was on life support anyway. And now Colorado's leaving, so the rats will start jumping off the ship here pretty soon.
I think this is the first step of that.
Yep, and, you know, I thought the Big 12 would crumble before the Pac-12, but apparently I was wrong.
Yeah, when Oklahoma and Texas said sayonara, I felt the same way. And, of course, that conference already had some defectors before. So
give Big 12 credit, though. They went out in a preemptive move when Oklahoma and Texas announced they were leaving. They went out and they got Central Florida. They got Cincinnati. I mean, they went out and you know, they're losing two, then brought in four to replace them two that were leaving.
That's a really good point. They went out and they didn't go get kiddie schools. They went and got powerhouses.
They got decent
UCF,
you know, mid-level college football programs that have a great year every now and then. I mean, hey.
He does this.
I mean, it's
so
true.
They went out and got powerhouses. Cincinnati has been a powerhouse the last five seasons. UCF should have been a national championship game twice in the last decade. Houston is a perennial power. BYU, all that tradition, Steve Young and everything else that goes along with BYU. They didn't go get schools out of the kiddie pool. They went and got powerhouses.
What the Big 12 has done in going out and getting Cincinnati and getting Houston and, you know, pairing them with the Kansas State, Oklahoma, you know, they have, in my mind, have become maybe one of the top two or three basketball conferences in the country.
Hadn't even given it that much thought yet.
I mean, Houston is a good basketball program.
I've been telling you that for years.
You got Kansas State.
Yeah.
I mean, those are good basketball programs.
Mm-hmm. Iowa State.
They've been good on occasion.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, didn't Baylor or somebody just win a national championship a couple of years ago? Or Baylor, Texas Tech's been good. TCU's been good. That's a good basketball conference.
More so with the if the Big 12 can lure the Arizonas, Arizona States, Utahs, and Oregons of the world into that conference, that gives them a formidable lineup of schools. We've been sitting here telling you on the show now for months that what it looks like is eventually the SEC and the Big 10 will eventually have every team that's of any relevance in their conference, and you'll have two super conferences in college football. If the Big 12 pulls this off and basically absorbs the teams that are good in the Pac-12, that throws a monkey wrench into those plans.
I still think Oregon and Washington end up in the Big 10. That's what I think. And I think the Big 12 will reach out and get the two Arizona schools and get Utah. And then we'll see where the other chips fall.
If I'm the SEC, I'm throwing everything on the boat at Oregon. I want Oregon, because what that means for my conference is you have the television markets that surround Oregon. You have the program, the brand name of Oregon. You have the Nike money that's behind Oregon. Now you also have a recruiting presence out west, and more importantly, having the presence out west, it now gives you the ability to knock on the door of a Stanford or an Arizona State or a Washington and say, hey, I'm the SEC. Nice to meet you.
You know, there's still a lot of chips that may fall. What happens if a couple of ACC teams venture into SEC land, the Clemsons, the Florida States, teams like that?
You know, you and I have talked about this, and I think we see this very differently. I don't see where the SEC needs a Clemson or a Florida State. You got that market covered. Southeastern United States, the SEC is already king. You don't need to do anything in your own backyard.
Then go get a North Carolina or a Virginia.
Now you're starting to talk my language a little bit, Kip. Now you're starting to make some common sense to me.
North Carolina is one of the fastest growing states in the country. People are moving to North Carolina in droves right now. Virginia, North Carolina, we'll see how it all plays out.
And that's why I thought the Oklahoma-Texas move for the SEC was such a big deal, because it is outside of the SEC's backyard. But as I said, for Oregon, it now gives the SEC the opportunity to knock on Oklahoma State's door or Texas Tech or a Baylor and say, hey, I'm the SEC. Nice to meet you.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. In case some of you may have missed it, former Georgia Bulldog golfer and current St. Simons Island resident Brian Harmon won the 151st Open Championship last weekend. It is the third tournament Harmon has won on the PGA Tour and his first major. Harmon finished second in the 2017 U.S. Open. Brian Harmon won last weekend's tournament across the pond in Liverpool without a lot of drama in the final holes. Harmon won by six strokes over four others, tied at 7-under. Congrats, Brian. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Saturday, August 5th, Wild Adventures Live presents Skillet. See Skillet on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan. Skillet Live, Saturday, August 5th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
Here we go. Congrats, Brian Harmon. I guess playing Oceanside at Sea Island finally paid off. Round of beer on Justin Herbert. I think he's good for it.
Yes.
Michigan, no wonder you've been beating Ohio State. Did you ever think you'd see a day where Anthony Richardson would get the contract he just got? Sean Payton, why don't you tell us how you really feel?
I know it.
Shohei is staying. Boy, the Angels had better make the playoffs. Welcome back, Colorado. You are now the premier school in the conference. Who said Aaron Rodgers was selfish? He just restructured his contract where he is only getting $75 million. Way to give back, Aaron. Shocker of the week, Panthers have named Bryce Young starting quarterback. None of us saw that coming. Tampa Bay Bucks getting ready to go from Brady to Baker. That's like going from a Porsche to a Ford Focus that doesn't have working AC. The Celtics gave who how much money? So the Mavs are telling Luka he is fat. This just in from the circus in New York. The Mets will be sellers. Farewell, Tony Bennett. And these are my thoughts.
The Mets are sellers.
I mean, they have to be, don't they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Braves have, you know, been slumping here recently, and they still aren't making up any ground. Not much anyway.
Yeah, nobody's catching Atlanta in the NL East. There's not a team that's capable of doing it. Now, it does concern me that the Phillies have found their way into the wild card race. I'd rather not see them in the playoffs. If you're an Atlanta fan, you don't want to see them there.
Don't want to see the Phillies because they can hit, and they can hit. They score runs.
One thing that the Atlanta Braves need to be concerned about in this little swoon they have been in is that it has exposed their starting pitching to where before when they were clicking, it really wasn't everybody clicking on all cylinders as the offense was scoring 8 runs a game. So it didn't matter if the pitching gave up 4 runs. They were still going to win 8-4. And now the offense isn't putting up 8, and they're losing games 4-2, 4-3 because
– blowing leads in these games too.
Yeah, and that's a great point, the bullpen at the end too. So it's – this little swoon they've been in, it's more of an offensive swoon, has really exposed the Atlanta Braves in the pitching department, and they have shown that they need help.
They do. They need a quality starter at the deadline. I don't know who and where it's going to come from, but they need to be out shopping.
You're right. And not just a quality starter because, you know, you keep reading these reports that the Braves are looking at a mid-rotation to back-end guy. Uh-uh. That ain't going to cut it.
You need a starter.
You need a frontline shutdown guy if you're the Atlanta Braves because you don't know what you're going to get when Max Fried is back in a week or so. Kyle Wright's not even going to be back until the end of August. Bryce Elder's been a little rocky. Spencer Strider's only in his second year, and he's shown a propensity as of late of getting run out of games early. Charlie Morton has looked very mortal lately.
Yeah, there's.
Where's your shutdown guy, Kip?
He's not there. He doesn't have an Atlanta address yet.
So if you're the Atlanta Braves and you're serious about winning a World Series,
and with this start that you've had this year, currently, you got to go all in to get another one this year.
And you know, Lucas Giolito just came off the board. The White Sox shipped him to Anaheim, who all of a sudden has decided they're not going to trade Shohei.
Boy, they better get in the playoffs, like you said.
They better.
Because he's going to walk, and they're not going to get anything for him.
Well, it was gonna be hard for them to get fair market value for a Shohei Ohtani, where he's the only player that's like him in all of baseball. Were they ever really going to get equal value for him? The answer is no, they weren't. So they just decided to hold on to him. Let's make a playoff run, and hopefully we'll get in. And at least we can say before we lose him that with the Trout, Ohtani, Rendon era, we at least got in the playoffs once.
We went into debt, but we got in the playoffs. Because that's a big payroll out there to – just hover around 500.
Too big of a payroll to maintain. And those front office guys, you know, we talked about this last week, they probably weren't going to trade Ohtani because they put that team together, and if they didn't make the playoffs, which they wouldn't if they traded Ohtani, they would be a big failure on the executive side of things.
He may be able to keep his house and just play crosstown. Next year.
I don't know. The Dodgers are already having to defer Freddie Freeman money for 13 years after he retires.
Well, the Padres are big spenders right now on the West Coast. I mean, you know, the Yankees and the Red Sox, they'll find the money. So the money will be out there for Ohtani.
The Mets are going to throw everything at him.
Yes.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Some of the names that you have heard circulating around the Atlanta Braves: Adam Duvall out of Boston to help fill the left field position. They've had some talk about Jack Flaherty from St. Louis. I've seen that name pop up several times. Michael Fulmer out of the south side for the Cubs, for Chicago, relief pitcher.
There's a few teams out there that had playoff aspirations that might be big sellers at the trade deadline.
Could be Chicago
White Sox could be one of those teams.
Lance Lynn is on that list as well of names that keep popping up for Atlanta Braves as a starter. Of course, he is with the White Sox. I've also seen Cody Bellinger's name for the Cubs, too, that Atlanta might be interested in.
Cubs, another team that's paying out big contracts that's hovering around 500. The St. Louis Cardinals could be sellers for the first time in a long time.
That's mind-numbing to think about the Cardinals selling off. And they've got some starting rotation pieces that will be highly coveted for sure.
The Mariners, I mean, they're up there on the cusp, but they're right there. The teams that could be sellers, the A's, the Royals, you know, teams like that. No,
those teams are sellers for sure. You know what's funny for me,
Mets.
The only thing about the Mets is nobody can afford to take those contracts they signed those guys to.
Mets could be sellers.
I mean, I guess. For me, we were talking about the possibility that Atlanta has inquired about Cody Bellinger. For me, as a Braves fan, man, it would be weird to see Cody Bellinger in a Braves uni.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
The Cunningham Jewelers annual market sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. Pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
We'll be right back. Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used car, club car, and star dealer. And we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway, goldencoastgolfcarts.com.
Before I turn this thing over to Kip Branch in the Butthurt segment, I just want to let our listeners know about how much I care about you guys. This past weekend, I took my son over to Jekyll Island over in Brunswick to Summer Waves, and we trekked around Summer Waves for hours, and here I am today with a sore knee doing the show with you because I care about you,
sore
the listener.
Knee.
Yeah, man, a trooper, right?
Yes, okay. You're a trooper, man. You got skin up on one of the slides over there. You got a strawberry on your knee.
Well, it was mostly from walking around all day.
I gotcha.
Hey, man, this is prime specimen, you know?
Mm.
So, you know, doesn't just come along every day.
I hear you.
All right, your butthurt segment. Let's go.
Number five on the butthurt list this week, Travis Kelce. Apparently, he's trying to talk to Taylor Swift and can't get any inroads with her. Went to the concert hoping to spend some time with Taylor, give her one of his bracelets. She wasn't available before or after the concert because she tries to save her voice because she does all these shows. And Travis even admitted he was a little butthurt about that, so that's why he's on the butthurt list this week.
I hate to break it to him. He ain't in her league.
No, he's not.
No,
he'll be all right, though.
I mean, you're an NFL, you're a really good NFL player, best tight end in the game right now.
Yeah,
but that is not enough to get on Taylor Swift's radar, brother.
No, you got to keep working, keep plugging away, though. I like the initiative.
That's right, A for effort.
Number four on the butthurt list for the first time in recent memory. The St. Louis Cardinals are at a crossroads in their baseball organization.
Okay.
They're 11 and a half games out as of doing this show, and they're in that window. Do we buy, try to get into contention late in the season, or do we sell? And that's the predicament the St. Louis Cardinals are in right now. I think they need to be a seller. And just start rebuilding for the future, but it's not looking good for the Cards this year.
They've got a talented roster. Things just haven't gone well for whatever reason. Much the same thing in New York with the Mets. They've got a talented roster too. It just hasn't worked for whatever reason.
Just hasn't worked this year. But you know the recipe in St. Louis. That's a proud franchise that will be winning again soon.
And that's the key word, winning it soon, because that organization knows what they're doing.
They do. Always have been.
Yes.
Number three on the butthurt list this week. The Pac-12 conference is imploding. We covered that our first segment, but good Lord, the Pac-12 is imploding. I don't have a better word, but it's imploding. USC, UCLA's gone. Oregon and Washington's probably entertaining offers as we talk right now. Colorado's leaving to go back to the Big 12. Man, Pac-12's fixing to be extinct before too much longer.
Did you ever think that you would see a day where the brass of the Pac-12 would be going to Arizona and Arizona State pleading for them to stay?
Yes. And I think Arizona and Arizona State would be great fits in the Big 12. I think they would be just great fits into the Big 12.
Based on geography?
And you got a lot of West Texas schools, and you got New Mexico in between Texas and Arizona, so it's not that big a deal on the travel stuff. So Arizona and Arizona State could plug into the Big 12 tomorrow. They really could.
I mean, I guess it fits the overall traditional profile, but you know.
A lot of people are moving into Arizona. It's one of the fastest growing states in the country.
I think that these conferences, Kip, are starting to think along the same lines as Jason Bishop and starting to get out of the box and say, we've already got this area locked up. Let's try to get teams from somewhere else.
I mean, they don't have anybody in the Big 12 from Arizona. That might bring some Southern California viewers as well. So,
okay.
I mean, Pac-12, life support. I mean,
that is a fact. I just feel like Arizona's kind of in that same blueprint as Texas and Oklahoma. And
yep.
Yep.
Number two on the butthurt list, we're going into August.
Okay.
And the Royals and the A's haven't won 30 games each. We're going into August, man.
Man, don't do that.
We have,
that's cold.
We're going into August,
dude,
and the
cold.
Royals and the A's have not hit the 30-win plateau yet.
Dude, that's cold. Why are you doing this?
But did you understand what I'm saying right
it's
here?
It's hateful what you're doing right
we're
now.
We're going into August, and the Royals and the A's
sheer hate
haven't won 30 games each. I mean, that's just pathetic. Going into August. And it's not going to get better. The Royals are a small market team. The A's are getting ready to move to Las Vegas, and I think their fortunes will pick back up. But they're just teams right now that end up being sellers every year. The Atlanta Braves have built a strong World Series contending baseball team off the backs of the Oakland A's this year.
That's not a joke.
Think about that for a second.
Fact.
You got an all-star catcher. You got an all-star first baseman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It leads the National League in home runs.
I was going to say, that's about 40 home runs between the two of them.
Okay. And they both came from Oakland.
Maybe more than 40.
It's got to be. And number one on the butt hurt list. You got Northwestern, you know, the hazing stuff going on in Northwestern. Now there's reports coming out of Minnesota, where a toxic culture under Coach P.J. Fleck has starting to rear its ugly head, and former players are talking to the media and things like that. So another Big Ten team dealing with some off-the-field issues.
I can tell you this. I have family that lives in Minnesota, and they all love P.J. Fleck because of the job that he has done at Minnesota, at least making them relevant in the college football world. So this is really bad news.
We'll see where it goes, but that's hit the headlines this week. Toxic culture at Minnesota under Coach P.J. Fleck. We'll see where that goes. As if the Big Ten needed any more negative publicity.
So let's recap your butthurt list.
Number five, Travis Kelce. Hey, man, everybody wants to go out with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, man.
Number four, the Cards. Man, struggling this year. Probably going to be a seller. Pac-12 conference on life support. We've called in the priest. Number two on the butthurt list, the Royals and the A's going into August, and neither team has won 30 games. And then the Minnesota Golden Gophers, off the field, culture, toxic culture issues starting to hit the press right now. I didn't even put Jim Harbaugh in there this week.
He should have.
Should have put him in there, too. He's going to miss some just big-time games for cheating up there at Michigan. He might miss the Rutgers game. San Diego, he might miss some of those early season cupcakes that Michigan plays every year.
Yeah, it's funny. The NCAA is negotiating what games lose. By the way, Travis Kelce, man, prime case of overestimating your value.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95. Exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Bo Sasser. Of course, they're a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, the Braves look unbeatable heading into the playoffs, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
And they have done it despite the fact that they have done a patchwork job with their starting rotation all season long. A guy that they had step into the rotation, and Colby Allard, gives him a few starts, and then he gets hurt, and now he is out as well. And I'm guessing you probably won't see him again for the rest of the year. And I don't, you know, you can answer this for me when we get into it. He may not pitch again. I don't know. So he goes out, pitches that first inning. He doesn't get out of the first. Snicker comes and gets him. And he's complaining of, pain in the shoulder, which he's had issues with in the past. And I think it was a rotator cuff in the past. And then they get in there and they do whatever test that they do, and they find that he's got nerve damage in his shoulder. So, number one, the question I have for you is, how do they go about finding out that a guy's got nerve damage in the shoulder?
Sure. And a lot of times there's a study, it's called a nerve conduction study, an EMG, where it looks at, basically a nerve is like a wire. It's a live wire. It's an electrical wire, for lack of a better term. It starts up in your spinal cord and, you know, your brain, and goes to the area. It innervates the different muscles in your body and so forth. And what you basically do, like when you've tried to check a light bulb on your car, is they use a connection up closer either to the neck, or they stimulate the muscle they're looking for and try to see if that nerve's working properly. You know, kind of like, again, if there's a short in your light bulb, it'll kind of, it'll sort of jump a little bit or flash, and you know, well, maybe you're getting a little electricity there, but you're not getting the full current versus a nice strong, say, contraction of the muscle or something. And so that shows that the nerve is working. So it's called a nerve conduction study, or an EMG study is one of the ways in which they can look at the nerves all the way from the neck, starting at the neck all the way down to the fingers.
Would he have felt that in his fingertips when he was pitching?
Well, and that's the interesting part, because a lot of times, I mean, I see patients with rotator cuff issues, slap issues, and so when patients say they're starting to have some tingling in their fingers, a lot of times we worry about that is possibly coming from their neck, because that's, I mean, you can have patients that get nerve injuries in their shoulder, and that might affect their deltoid, which are kind of a localized nerve. But if you're having issues, tingling or numbness in your fingers, that means something's going downstream. And so could it be a pinched nerve in his neck? Could it be a pinched nerve up around the upper trap muscles, which is close to the shoulder, that gets irritated around the shoulder? But I doubt it's actually the shoulder pathology. So I don't know if the issues he's had in the past with his shoulder are the same now.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. And again, Dr. Bo Sasser joining us from Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. So that's kind of what I want, sort of on the same plane, whether or not it's related to the past injury. You and I have talked a lot about shoulder injuries in previous segments. This might be the first time that we've ever had a conversation about a nerve injury in the shoulder, allegedly. So what has to happen for a player to suffer nerve damage in the shoulder? Is it just overuse?
Right. Well, and I think it is. It's kind of, we always talk about, you know, the whole term overuse raises its ugly head. And with this, it's probably an overuse. It's overuse. When you get older, it could be age, which gives you sort of degenerative type issues. But in this age, it could be overuse. There's always things that, you know, anatomic variations around the shoulder, which could be pinching on a nerve. You can have a thickened ligament or something like that, that can cause a nerve issue, but those are very uncommon. One of them, just a little side note or rabbit hole, there's a issue or a syndrome called thoracic outlet syndrome, which pitchers and throwers will get. I've seen it once or twice, and it's where the artery that goes underneath the collarbone that supplies all the blood down to the arm gets kinked, like a kinked hose, and pitchers, and it's intermittent, just like a kinked hose. Once it kinks up, you don't get enough flow, and then it opens back up. And so with overuse, that artery can get injured and get narrowed. And baseball players, it happens mostly in baseball players, and baseball players will talk about this dull pain and maybe even have some redness or even loss of color in their hands, and they can then talk about some nerve injury. So that might be something that they might want to look into.
And don't worry about going down rabbit holes. Kit Branch does a show with me, so it's common. Is he done?
He's done for, I would say, this season. Unless, I mean, here's kind of the sort of a summary on nerve issues is they take a while to get over. You know, we've talked about back pain, and every now and again, some people get issues in their back from a pinched nerve. And if it's from a bulging disc or something where you can go in and decompress that nerve, then yes, those can get better and be back on the mound or whatever, and that's fine. But a lot of times these overuse type nerve injuries take a while to get better. they just take a while to because then this goes, here's another rabbit hole, which we can even go down Peyton Manning, because we know Peyton Manning had a weakness in his hand from his neck issues. And at the end, he was throwing footballs like wounded pigeons, but it still worked for him. But he never got some of that back. And a lot of the strength that he did get back, it took him a while.
Wow, yeah.
And so same sort of thing. You might be able to fix the problem, but the healing can take a while. So unfortunately, I would say that he's probably out at least for this season.
Dr. Sasser, as always, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Parker's, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our Splash Fountain. We have the biggest selection of town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the Beer Cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Cunningham Jewelers Annual Market Sale from July 31st to August the 4th. Everything in the store will be 30 to 35% off. That's right. Everything at Cunningham Jewelers will be 30 to 35% off. Not just a couple of promotional items, but everything in the store. Pearls, engagement rings, gift items, all 30 to 35% off. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simons Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch is brought to you by Parker's, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The Wild Adventures live concert series presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan continues Saturday, August the 5th, with a performance featuring Skillet. Sing along to the chart-topping hits, including Awaken Alive, Hero, and Monster on Saturday, August the 5th, when Christian rocker Skillet take the stage at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta, Georgia. Don't miss one of the best-selling rock bands of the 21st century, two-time Grammy Award-nominated and multi-platinum quartet Skillet live at Wild Adventures Theme Park on Saturday, August the 5th. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
I actually went I listened to them when I was a kid in my late teens and early 20s, and that was the first concert that I ever went to, was a Skillet concert. Wow. Down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Cool.
True story about Jason Bishop. Kip, I want to throw this out there to you.
Okay.
Because I know how your mind works, so I know what I'm going to get to this. But the Big 12, that has pretty much dominated the show with some Braves talk. The Big 12, by the way, you know what? Before we jump into this, Brian Harmon, congratulations, dude.
Hey, man, that joker just went out and ran away with the Open Championship.
Ran away with it.
In some tough weather on Saturday and Sunday, was the only guy double-digit under par. And he was pretty much had a little cushion on Sunday, Saturday. Well, the whole time, really, he just played that much better than everybody else. So congratulations, Brian Harmon, you are a major champion.
And will forever be. And so for those of folks that want to know, Brian Harmon, of course, played his golf at the University of Georgia. And Kip and I, you know, we reside in the St. Simons, Brunswick area. That's where we live. And Brian Harmon lives here as well. So it's extra special for, you know, these couple of guys who sometimes bump into Brian Harmon and say, hey, man, what's up? And so, yeah, he's now a major champion.
Open champion.
Yeah.
Forever. Champion golfer of the year. That's the tagline when you win the Open Championship. And
yeah.
He is for 2023.
Yeah. So Sunday at church, they'll congratulations.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the Big 12 stuff. BYU 2024 Big 12. This is what it looks like. Okay. BYU going to look like. BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, Houston, Colorado, Kansas State, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, and Iowa State. That is what the 2024 Big 12 is going to look like. I have a point to this, but I want to get Kip's input real
quick. That's not a bad lineup. How many teams is that?
13 teams.
13 teams. So there's room to expand to get to 16 like some of the other big conferences. So there's room for expansion there. I mean, you lost Oklahoma and Texas, and then you replaced them with Colorado with five teams, actually. So, I mean, Colorado's got decent football history. Houston used to be in the Southwest Conference, and they were a good football program back in the day. UCF, yeah. Cincinnati's been decent lately. Who else did I leave out?
BYU, UCF.
BYU.
Cincinnati, Houston, Colorado, Kansas State, Kansas, Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, Iowa State.
Jim Harbaugh. Not Jim Harbaugh, but Jim McMahon played quarterback at BYU before he joined the Chicago Bears. Asked one time, what was the best thing about Provo, Utah? He said, seeing it in my rearview mirror. That is a direct quote from Jim Harbaugh.
That's pretty funny.
Yep.
Jim McMahon. Okay.
Jim McMahon. Harbaugh, McMahon. McMahon did win a Super Bowl, though.
Yes, he did. And, of course, Steve Young also played at BYU and won a Super Bowl, too.
Yes, he did.
Who was better of the two, Steve Young or Jim McMahon?
Are you joking?
Just throwing it out there, man.
I mean Steve Young, hands down.
Okay, just asking.
Wow.
I mean, Jim McMahon did the commercials and stuff, though.
Steve Young, yeah.
No, Jim McMahon was a little bit before my time, so I don't really know what he brought to the table. I was asking you and your 80s expertise, because that's right up your alley.
He was a good, serviceable NFL quarterback that just had a little bit of charisma.
Okay. So the point that I'm making about this Big 12 stuff is when you start looking at brands, because this is what I do. This is up my alley, brands and branding and making money and going outside of your realm to branch out and globalize, build an empire. I look at the roster of schools for the Big 12, and the school that actually jumps out at me as probably the biggest brand in that conference would be BYU. The biggest brand.
They've had a good brand for quite some time. Colorado is a well-known university. I'm trying to think the biggest brand in 2023 would probably be TCU.
Okay. All right. Well, you're talking about success. See, to me, that's different. Yeah. That's success. That's not brand. That's not branding. TCU had a good year. The point I'm making is, how long has it been since the brand of BYU, the football team, how long has it been since BYU has been relevant in the college football world? 20 years? 30 years? 40 years? Help me out.
I mean, they're a consistent bowl team, but when you say relevant, that just, what do you define by relevant?
Top of the card, man. Top of the card.
They're not a top of the card football program. They okay. are a mid card. It's like wrestling. You've got your headliners and you got your mid carders. Mm-hmm. BYU's a mid carder.
Okay. So to my point, would it be fair to say that the Big 12 is full of mid-carders?
Yes.
That's all they have is mid-carders. Is that fair?
They don't have...
Despite my affinity for UCF, the roster of the Big 12 Conference, including them, realistically, are all mid-carders.
They don't have the guy that can carry the company.
This is my point.
They've got using wrestling analogy, they are a conference loaded with mid-carders.
All right. So, with their having nothing but mid-carders in the territory.
Right.
You see what I'm doing here?
Mm-hmm.
In a territory back east, you've got these two big companies that are snatching up these top name talents and adding them to their territory, even though they're not in their territory, and globalizing in USC, in UCLA, in Texas, and in Oklahoma. The Hulk Hogans and the Randy Savages are being plucked out of where they are to go perform in front of bigger crowds, bigger paydays, and you've got the regional territory of the Big 12 and the Pac-12 still holding on with the Von Erichs.
The SEC in 2024 will have 8 headliners.
Tell me.
Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, Texas, Oklahoma.
And then in the Big Ten, UCLA, USC, Ohio State, Michigan.
And Penn State.
Penn State. Those are needle movers. Regardless of what you think about how good the football team is, I'm talking about brands. Those are needle movers. Those are top of the card guys.
Top of the card guys. There's 13 of them in the SEC and Big Ten combined.
And the only ones that exist outside of those conferences, Florida State, Clemson, Miami.
And the ACC. And then you got the wild card,
Oregon.
Notre Dame.
And Notre Dame and Oregon. That's it.
Oregon could be a headliner. They've been a mid-carder for a lot of years, but they have gotten that push using wrestling terms, and they have done well in the headliner role. But they, you know, you got to, for them to perform well, you got to stick them with the USCs of the world.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair analogy. I'm not going to argue that because I think that is a good point because they hadn't won anything. They hadn't won anything, right?
They've been in a couple of championship games, but they haven't won them.
Yeah, they're kind of like the Cody Rhodes of college football.
Yes.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. In case some of you may have missed it, former Georgia Bulldog golfer and current St. Simons Island resident Brian Harmon won the 151st Open Championship last weekend. It is the third tournament Harmon has won on the PGA Tour and his first major. Harmon finished second in the 2017 U.S. Open. Brian Harmon won last weekend's tournament across the pond in Liverpool without a lot of drama in the final holes. Harmon won by 6 strokes over 4 others tied at 7 under. Congrats, Brian. Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Saturday, August 5th, Wild Adventures Live presents Skillet. See Skillet on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan. Skillet Live, Saturday, August 5th. The concert is free with a season pass, and reserve seats start at just $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.